Looking for a Honda? Get to RoushHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RoushHonda.com. And remember,
here is Matt Mayer, President, Buckeye Institute. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit about Election Day tomorrow. How do you find support in Ohio for the Columbus casino issue?
I think it seems to be lukewarm. I mean, people don't really pay much attention to it because I think it's such a Columbus issue that outside of Columbus, you know, people are kind of yawning.
Is that good or bad for issue two?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, theoretically, people could vote against it outside of Columbus, you know, with the hope that, frankly, it stalls the Columbus casino so they can drive more people to their casinos.
always a move and a counter move. The folks in Franklin County did not support it, and if it's a light turnout, that could end up same thing again.
Yeah, it could be a really odd outcome. I mean, it's going to be interesting because, you know, right now it looks like the voter rolls are pretty low.
Okay. And what about issue one?
Issue one, no one really knows. I mean, it's been essentially a one-sided debate because there hasn't been much opposition because there's such a lack of data on it. So people don't really know. They hear all this great stuff, but all that stuff has been based upon kind of those reports that came out of the Department of Development. So we'll see what happens with issue one.
Well, that looks on the surface it looks great, but if you go a little deeper, it's kind of certain institutions in the state giving away money to whomever they choose.
Well, you know, the issue that we tried to dig into and try to get some information from was the place that President Gee talked about. The Wright Center, which is, you know, that sounds great, but if those are, you know, 375 government jobs at Ohio State, then what you end up having is, you know, where does the funding for those jobs come in years two through retirement? You know, what's going to be the pension liability for those folks for taxpayers? So there are other costs that may not be factored into the overall cost of Third Frontier.
All right. And what about tomorrow's elections in general? What do you see?
I just think you're going to see pretty low turnout, and I think, you know, it's the typical stuff driving, you know, primary votes in terms of, you know, the levy ballots that are on the initiative for some schools, and you're going to have a couple primaries in both parties. So it'll be probably a pretty low turnout, but ho-hum, we'll see what happens, see who faces whom coming out of the primary tomorrow.
From your experience, low turnout works best for whom?
Probably for the folks that are considered part of the power structure, typically.
Okay. All right, Matt, what are you working on at the Buckeye Institute?
We just had our new website got launched on Friday, which really ramps up transparency in the state to an unprecedented level. It's got about 25 million pieces of data. You can search state salary worker data, teacher, K-12 teacher data. We put a pension calculator on there so you can figure out what's going to be the pension of these government folks, so you get a true cost value of how much these folks are going to cost us in the short and long term. We've got a county tool on there that has over 60 pieces of data on every Ohio county, so people can see how their county's doing. So lots of interesting things.
And who would use the information and for what purpose?
Well, you know, citizens can use information if they want to look at, let's say there's a school levy on the ballot and they want to figure out if the school's been spending the money wisely. They can get on there and see how their school's doing. We have reports on every school in Ohio, as well as how much the teachers at that school are making. So they could figure out, you know, this is a school board, school district paying too much money, and, you know, are they asking for more money because they they aren't spending the money we've given them responsibly.
And that'll show up on there, huh?
Yep, you bet. You can look at the school performance data. You can look at the teacher pay data for every teacher in every school and every building in that district. So there's lots of interesting things that you can do with that to again, drive transparency and accountability to new levels here in Ohio.
Why won't the government do that?
Because government doesn't tend to love transparency.
Yeah. And they don't want you, they prefer you not know how much they make.
They prefer, you know, that's exactly right. And we have situations where we've got folks that say at rehab and corrections that between their overtime and their pay have averaged $200,000 a year, which will give them a lifetime pension when they retire, about $133,000 per year, which is about $2.4 million, or $2.4 million for that person if they live essentially for 18 years after they retire. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you don't, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you're seeing on Wall Street. That's not stuff Main Street Ohioans are getting anywhere close to.
$200,000 a year in which State Department?
Rehab and Corrections.
Yeah, dimmy darn. With salary and overtime.
With salary and overtime, yeah. Okay. Made more in overtime than their salary, and so because of that, they're going to now have a pension that reaches about $133,000 a year.
What's the site?
The site is www.buckeyeinstitute.org.
Sweet. How sweet that is. Matt, yeah. Matt, thank you. We'll stay in touch. Matt Mayer, president, buckeyeinstitute.org. Get some real transparency going here.